利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may the peace be with all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们一起来学习的题目是移除祷告的障碍。
This evening, the topic for mutual encouragement, is to remove the hindrances of prayer.
我们知道，如果在路上修路会放了很多这个塑胶的，还是那个围栏。
We know that when the streets is on repair, there will be one of those colored cones that will be placed to direct traffic.
如果围栏越多，我们都开车就越来越不顺。
If more hindrances that we have, we will have no smooth driving.
会浪费我们的时间。
And you will waste our time.
如果那个栏杆直接挡在那个路上，我们可能根本就过不去。
And if there is a blocks that has been placed on the street, we cannot even cross.
我们做事情也是一样。
Same thing, likewise as we do things.
如果做事情遇到很多的阻碍。
If there are many things that is hindering us from doing.
我们会发觉啊，我们花很多的力量，但是效果却是很少。
We may be spending a lot of effort, but there's not much outcome.
同样的，我们的祷告就好像走在一条路上。
In the same token, our prayers is just like walking on the road.
有时候我们不是不祷告。
Sometimes it's not because that we don't pray.
有时候我们祷告不下去。
But rather, we just cannot pray any longer.
觉得祷告好像没有体验。
We feel that there's no experience at all through prayer.
祷告没有滋味，没有滋味。
And there was no taste of the prayer.
所以祷告不下去。
So we cannot continue our prayer.
好像祷告。就被一个东西把它阻隔住，把它挡住。
It seems that there is some kind of hindrance that is in the way of prayer.
让我们的祷告不能达到神的面前。
So that our prayer can never reach God.
所以我们就没有力量祷告下去了。
And we have no power and strength to pray on.
所以今天我们再来谈论这个课题。
So today we're about to discuss about this.
到底我们的祷告当中会有什么东西会阻挡、阻碍我们的祷告的
？So what actually that are the hindrances that is preventing us from prayer?
然后我们要怎么样？把那些拦阻我们祷告的东西拿走。
And also, how can we get rid of all these hindrances?
第一点，我们来讲。
And first of all,
祷告的第一个阻碍就是骄傲的心。
The first hindrance to our prayer is pride.
如果有骄傲，我们的祷告就会被挡住。
If there's a pride, there will be impediment.
我们呢，先来思考一下祷告本身是什么，那个动作。
Think about what prayer is. Is it only an action?
祷告就是一个要求。
It is some kind of request.
什么人会祷告呢？
What's the kind of people that pray?
你一定是觉得我自己处理不了这个问题了，我才会告诉神呢。
It must be in a situation where you feel that you cannot solve the problem, then you ask for prayer.
如果我们觉得自己很能干，
If you think that you are capable,
什么都懂，
and you know everything,
什么都会，
and you know you are able of doing everything,
既然都没有需要祷告了，
then you don't need to pray.
所以祷告本身就应该是谦卑自己的一个表现。
So prayer in itself is a gesture of humility.
这个社会告诉我们，我们自己最大。
And a society is educating us as we are the greatest.
我们人有很多的力量，可以做很多的事。
As man, we can do a lot of great things.
但是祷告就是要我们知道自己的不足。
However, through prayers that we know that what we are short of.
你像我们祷告的时候是跪下来的。
Take for instance, when we pray, we kneel down.
现在的社会，人会跪着谁呢？没有什么机会跪别人的。
In this society today, you don't kneel down to anyone at all.
我们祷告是低头的，默祷。
And when we pray, we bow our heads.
这个社会谁会告诉我们要低头呢？
In this society, no one educates you that you have to bow your heads down.
都是谦卑的表现。
That is a gesture of humility.
所以如果没有谦卑的话，祷告本身是没有办法祷告下去的。
If you don't have the kind of humbleness, there's no way for you to continue praying.
但是问题就是说，祷告本身也可以成为一个骄傲的表现。
But then the problem with prayer sometimes it lies in your own pride.
如果我们的心态不对的话，
maybe we have the wrong kind of attitude.
我们一边祷告，同时可以有一颗骄傲的心。
We can pray at the same time as well as having pride.
有几种可能性。
And there's a few possibilities.
第一种啊，就是祷告当中啊，很想表现自己。
And the first kind of prayer is to show off ourselves.
我们看马太福音的第五章、第六章。
Okay.Please turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
马太福音第六章第五节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full.
耶稣在世上的时候，特别针对法利赛人还有那些假冒为善的人讲了以下这番话。
When Jesus was in this world, he spoke in something addressing the hypocrites and also Pharisees.
耶稣说，有某一些人呢，祷告本身就是个骄傲的行为了。
There's some people who actually show their pride in their prayer.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他们跪下来祷告，不是真的在神面前表现说，哎呀，我不行了，我软弱了。
Because in the way that they kneel down and pray, it's not to show that they need help.
而是要告诉别人说，我很虔诚，我常常在祷告。
But rather, it's trying to show off to someone else that they are very faithful and they're always prayerful.
站在当中的路上，公共的场所。
So they always pray in the midst of the public.
目的就是叫别人看见。
The purpose of it is to be seen.
哇，你很虔诚，你祷告很久啊。
People regard you as a very fervent person, and you pray very long.
那个人可说没什么了，每天祷告三个小时而已。
And you, the person probably make a comment of, oh, it's nothing. I just do it three times a day.
每天祷告三次而已。
I only pray three times a day.
哇，你都不用吃饭了，不用工作啊。
And people might ask, don't you need to work or having food?
有人说你一天祷告几个小时。
And there are people questioning you that how many hours you pray a day.
有人说我二十四小时都在祷告。
And there are people say that they pray 24 hours a day.
哇，怎么厉害啊，都不用吃饭，不用睡觉，二十四小时都在祷告。
Oh, really? Can you really find someone who actually pray 24 hours without food and sleep?
这样讲出来好像很虔诚。
So the way they say it seems to be very fervent.
但是如果祷告本身呢，是一种表现的心态，就是很骄傲的心了。
But if prayer in itself is showing off, then it's a kind of showing your pride.
所以主耶稣不喜欢这样的祷告。
Jesus disliked this kind of prayer.
我们祷告多久也不用告诉别人。
So it doesn't matter how long we pray, we need not to tell anyone else.
就算我们每天自己在家里祷告一个小时，也不用到处告诉人。
Even if you pray at home for an hour, no one needs to know that.
我们也不要说哦，参加完讲习会了，参加完神训班了，哦，一天祷告两个小时。
So after we attend the theological seminar, perhaps we pray 2 hours a day.
回来看到爸爸上班很累嘛，回来祷告五分钟。哎，爸爸，你不熟灵，来祷告五分钟。
So after you've seen your dad coming back from work, and only pray for 5 minutes, you shouldn't just comment your father that why didn't you pray longer.
我们自己可以祷告很久没有关系。
Of course we can pray for a longer period of time.
但是我们不要用这个东西来表现。
But then don't just show off with that kind of prayer.
第二种呢，祷告当中的骄傲呢，就是在祷告当中指责别人。
And secondly, the pride in our prayer is the way how we pinpointing at others in our prayer.
路加福音第十八章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音第十八章的第九节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 9.
十八章第九节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 9. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable.
第十节。
Verse 10. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like the tax collectors. I fast twice a week and give tenth of all I get. So this is a parable that Jesus has told.
Here there are 2 people. The first is a Pharisee.
There are 2 characters here, one of which is a Pharisee.
法利赛人呢，就是当时宗教的领袖，对圣经非常的懂。
Pharisee is someone who know very well the Bible and very well versed.
常常教别人圣经。
They always teach other about the scripture.
但是呢，他们的心态不好，他们是假冒的，不是真心的。
But then there's a problem with their attitude because they're just showing off their righteousness.
这个法利赛人呢，他上去祷告。
And this Pharisee went up and prayed.
但是祷告的时候是怎么样呢？
And how did he pray?
这里说啊，首先呢，第十一节啊。
At verse 11.
这里说啊，他站着自言自语。
It said he stood up and prayed about himself.
这里说他不是向神祷告，是自己跟自己讲话。
So he's not praying to God, he's only talking to himself.
他说我感谢你啊，我不像别人怎么不好。
He said, God, I thank you that I'm not like the other men.
也不像这个税吏。
And I'm not like the tax collector.
我们想想看，祷告的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of prayer anyway?
祷告的目的啊，应该是让我们检讨自己。
The sole purpose of prayer should be a self-examination process.
但是这个法利赛人呢，他不但祷告没有检讨自己。
But not only this Pharisee did not self-examine himself.
他祷告的时候把自己讲得很好。
In his prayer, he put himself as a very good person.
然后看到别人就觉得说，哎呀，别人不算什么，这个很差。
But then he regards others as evil doers or someone who's inferior.
看不起别人呢。
And he looked down upon these people.
这个就是祷告当中的骄傲。
And this is so-called the pride in our prayer.
这个是很可怕的。
It is very dreadful.
这种骄傲呢是很。很深层的骄傲。
This kind of pride is very in-depth.
不会告诉别人，那是心里面的。
It is not told. It is hidden in your heart.
譬如我们会祷告里面可能会想啊，我的每个礼拜来三次聚会。
Maybe perhaps in our prayer we think about how many times we come to church three times a week.
祷告到一半的眼睛不小心打开，不小心打开了。
And then when we in the middle of prayer we open our eyes.
看看某某同龄啊，慢慢的走进来了。
And we asked him, he saw some members walking into the chapel.
哎呀，怎么礼拜六下午才来一次啊？
And we think to ourselves, why did this person come only once on Sabbath?
为什么不多来几次？
Why don't he or she come more often?
哎呀，为什么聚会开始才来？
Why did he or she come at the beginning of the service?
我提早15分钟就来祷告了。
And for myself, I come 15 minutes before to pray.
这种人啊，讲来讲去都不听了。
And this kind of person, you never listen to what we say.
这很容易啊，那我们的心态上会跑出来。
Then it's very easy that we show that kind of attitude.
很容易会觉得我们自己比别人好。
It is very easy for us to feel superior than others.
但是这里说，如果我们祷告的时候是有这种心态的话。
But then if we have this kind of prayer, this kind of attitude in our prayer.
是指责人呢，觉得我们比别人好的话。
If it is only by rebuking others and trying to put others down,
这个就是成为我们祷告的阻碍了。
Then that will be the kind of hindrance that will be in our prayer.
可能祷告很多，但是都被挡住了。
You may be praying a lot, but your prayer has been hindered.
都被自己的骄傲挡住了。
And it's been hindered by your own pride.
可能越祷告越不开心了。
The more you pray, the more unhappier you are.
觉得别人都不够自己好。
And you kept on thinking that no one is better than you.
还有别人都对自己不好。
And you think that everyone doesn't treat you well.
所以这个骄傲很可怕的。
So this kind of pride is very scary.
所以圣经专门告诉我们呢。
So the Bible always tells us.
我们看以赛亚书的五十八章。
Please turn to Book of Isaiah chapter 58.
五十八章第九节。
Chapter 58, verse 9.
我们怎么样才可以把这个阻碍拿走呢？
So then you will call, and the Lord will answer.
继续啊。
And you will cry for help, and he will say, Here am I. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with a pointing finger and malicious talk.
这里告诉我们啊，那时你求告神，神必应允你。
It says here, when you cry for help, here the Lord Jesus will be.
怎么应允我们呢？
So how can he answer us?
我们这里先讲一点，就是除掉指责人的指头。
So there's one point right here. It is to do away with the yoke of oppression.
有时候我们指头都是往外面指。
Sometimes we're pointing at others with our fingers.
很容易指外面，你怎么不好。
It's very easy to point at others of their fault.
但是有人就说，指头指外面，三只指头指里面。
But then there are people said that there is a finger that pointing at others, but the other three is pointing at yourself.
我们人很容易说别人都不好。
It is very easy to comment on others' shortfall.
太太不好。
You say something about your wife.
先生不好。
You said something about husband.
儿女不好。
You said something about children.
父母不好。
Or said something about parents.
教会负责人不好。
About the church leaders.
传道长子不好。
Or about the preacher or deacons.
弟兄姐妹都不好。
And even the brothers and sisters.
我们很容易可以下这种判断。
It is very easy to make that kind of judgment.
但是有没有人说是我不好？
But then, is there anyone who can just say that it is my own fault?
是我自己的问题。
It is my fault and my problem.
很少人会这样讲。
There is only a handful of people could say that.
如果一个人看到就说自己的问题的话，
If everyone could see the problem lies in themselves,
起码他自己的问题，自己的部分先解决。
Or at least you could take care of your own problem.
说不定对方就开始改变了。
Or maybe someone else will begin changing.
所以祷告，圣经说要除掉这个指责人的指头。
So the Bible just tells us that we have to get rid of these pointing fingers.
在神面前谦卑自己。
And to humble ourselves in front of God.
要拿走这个骄傲的心。
And to take away this heart of pride.
那么祷告当中的骄傲啊，有另外一种表现出来的。
So there's another way of showing our pride in our prayer.
就是自我的旨意很强。
That is having a very strong self-will.
嘴巴就说了啊，看神怎么带领了。
There, my people said to you that, wow, see how God will guide me.
啊，看神的旨意。
Let's look at how God's will turn out.
但心里面呢，早就已经想好了，我的旨意是什么，我知道。
But in your heart, you already decided what to do.
我看了很多这种例子。
I have seen many of this kind of examples.
因为我们常常把啊，看神的旨意了，看怎么带领，挂在嘴边了。
Because there are a lot of people just, you know, say it just like a slogan, so that I'll just, you know, wait for God's will.
但是是不是心里面真的是看神的旨意？
But is your heart really awaiting for the will of God?
如果神的旨意是你不喜欢的，你会不会听？
If the will of God is such that something that you don't like to, will you do it?
有时候我们祷告啊，只求自己的旨意。
Sometimes, or more often, we pray and we ask for our own will.
神啊，你一定要给我。
Oh God, you should give me this.
神啊，你一定要医治。
Oh God, you should heal.
神啊，你一定要帮助。
Oh God, you should help.
神啊，你一定怎么样？
Oh God, you should do this and that.
但圣经告诉我们怎么样的祷告呢？
But how the scripture is telling us to pray.
怎么样的祷告是谦卑的祷告？
What's the kind of prayer that is humble?
我们不跟神讲，神啊，你一定要怎么样的？
We don't need to tell God what the will has to be.
我们跟神怎么说呢？
What's the kind of words that we need to say to God?
路加福音第五章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 5.
路加五章十二节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 12.
路加福音五章十二节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 12. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
真正的信心是表现在这两方面。
This is the kind of true faith that has been manifested.
有一次有一个人长大麻风来到主耶稣的面前。
There was a person with leprosy that once came to Jesus.
他怎么样来求主呢？
So how did he ask the Lord?
他说主若肯。
And he begged the Lord that, Lord, if you are willing.
他没有说主你一定要给我。
He didn't say that, Lord, you should heal me.
主，你能不能帮我？
All he did was he asked the Lord if he is able to help him.
知道主耶稣一定可以。
He knew that the Lord Jesus can do it.
所以问题不是可不可以的问题。
So the problem is not whether it can be done or not.
问题是肯不肯的问题。
The problem is whether he is willing or not.
如果肯，一定可以。
So if he is willing, anything can be done.
如果主耶稣不肯，一定不可以。
If the Lord Jesus is not willing, nothing can be done.
如果主耶稣肯，我感谢领受。
If Jesus is willing, I'm more than thankful to take it.
我会很开心。
And I'll be very joyful.
如果主耶稣不肯，我也不可以埋怨。
If the Lord Jesus is unwilling, I should never complain.
因为主耶稣没有欠我的。
Because the Lord Jesus has not owed me anything.
我本来就不配得的。
I'm not worthy to get it anyway.
我本来就是个麻风病人。
And I'm just a person with leprosy anyway.
主耶稣没有欠我什么。
The Lord Jesus has not owed me anything.
如果他肯。
But if he's willing,
必可以让我接近。
And you can make me clean.
这个就是谦卑的祷告。
And this is the kind of prayer that is humble.
我们祷告当中不是跟神谈条件。
So in our prayer is not about negotiating criteria with God.
不是跟神说你一定要给我什么。
And it is not only forcing God what to give us.
我们是说神啊，如果你肯。
So we only ask the Lord if you are willing.
你这样问的时候，主耶稣就回答了。
If you ask this way, the Lord will answer.
十三节，耶稣伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了。”
So Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I'm willing, he said. Be clean.
所以这个就是谦卑的祷告。
This is the kind of a humble prayer.
我们做什么事都要跟神说：“主啊，你肯，我就可以。”
In everything that we ask from the Lord, we should ask the Lord if He is willing, then it can be done.
你不肯，我也要接受。
If you are unwilling, I will accept it.
这个就是谦卑了。
That is humbleness.
有这种谦卑祷告的话，那个祷告就畅通了。
With this kind of humility, your prayer will be a smooth one.
就可以直达天庭了。
And the prayer will reach the heaven.
好，我们看那个以赛亚书五十七章。
So please turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
第十五节。
verse 15.
57章节.
Chapter 57, verse 15. For this is what the High and Lofty One says, He who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and low in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
有人问, 神到底住在哪里?
So there are people who are asking where the Lord dwells.
这里圣经给我们 两个表面上好像看起来矛盾的答案。
So it seems that this answer that we just read seems to be conflicting of itself.
这里说神住在至高的地方。
It says here the Lord live high up high.
如果你可以想象这个天地万物这个灵界好像一栋大楼的话，神住在顶楼了。
So if we can imagine this spiritual world that we live in, it's going to be just like a tall mansion.
顶到一直坐电梯上去都不能停止的。
And the Lord live in a place where there's no one elevator can reach.
高到从来没有人上过的高。
And they're so high that never one person has ever been able to reach them.
最高的灵界。
That is the highest point of the spiritual realm.
永恒的永恒。
And that is called eternity.
圣洁中的圣洁。
The holy of holy.
连我们想象都没有办法想象到的地方。
That is a place that is unimaginable.
我们去过吗？
Have we ever been there?
根本不可能去。
It is impossible for us to have been there.
想都不懂怎么想。
You don't even know how to imagine about it.
神就住在那种地方。
The Lord dwells right in that kind of place.
至高至圣的所在。
It is a high and holy place.
但是呢, 圣经又说, 神又住在很低很低的地方。
But then the Bible at the same time also said that he lived at a place that is low.
低到basement中的basement, 继续下去。
It is so low that is so much under the ground.
住在哪里呢?
Where is it?
住那些很悲痛为自己的心灵很悲痛很谦卑的人。
So the spirit is so low that it is at the heart of the contrite.
觉得自己不配的人,
somebody who regard themselves who's not worthy.
觉得自己连跪在这边祷告都不配的人,
somebody who regard themselves as unworthy to even kneel down and pray before God.
就好像刚刚那个税吏的祷告,
just like the prayer of the tax collector.
法利赛人觉得自己很高,
Pharisees thought himself that he is high.
神不跟他同在。
The Lord is not abide by him.
法利赛人站得远远的，站前面一点都不敢。那个税吏站前面都不敢，站得很后面。So
the tax collector didn't even dare to step forward.
哇，站得很远，很怕。So
he actually stood far away.
我这种人可以祷告吗？
Even people like me cannot pray.
因为税吏常常骗人家的钱。
Because tax collector always deceive others of their money.
大家都很讨厌他。
People hate him.
他没有什么朋友,
he has no friend.
心里很空虚,很孤单,
he was empty at heart. He was very lonely.
还是需要神啊,
but then he needs God.
来到神的面前, 远远地站着,
so before God, he stood far.
头低低的, 不敢打开, 不敢张开头,
and he has his head bowed. He didn't dare to lift it up.
结果呢, 神听了他的祷告,
but eventually, God listened to his prayer.
这个圣经, 这一节圣经讲得很好。
And this verse is very well said.
神住在最高的地方, 也是最低的地方。
It said, God is simultaneously present in the high and also at the low.
所以下次当我们祷告的时候, 想一想, 我们自己到底是什么?
So next time when we pray, think about ourselves, who we are.
如果我们还没有祷告当中有任何的体会的话,
if we haven't had any experience or feelings in the past in our prayer,
我们当中祷告当中有很多骄傲还没有拿走,
or perhaps I would think that there are a lot of pride in you that hasn't been taken away.
会不会是指责人的指头呢?
Or maybe it is about your pointing fingers.
会不会是表现自己呢?
Or maybe it's about your boasting of yourself.
会不会是还没有完全的谦卑自己，觉得自己是什么都不配呢?
Or maybe you haven't even regard yourself humble enough to recognize your own fault.
这里就是告诉我们神住在哪里啊。
So this is telling us where God dwells.
第二个阻挡,
so the second hindrance
就是罪,
is sin.
我们看以赛亚书 59章,
please turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 59.
以赛亚书 59章,
Isaiah chapter 59.
第一节,
verse 1.
59章第一节,
chapter 59 verse 1. Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear.
这节说神的膀臂。
It says here the arm of the Lord.
但神是灵了，不需要膀臂做事情。
Of course, God is spirit. He doesn't need an arm to do things.
如果神有一只膀臂的话，这只膀臂是很有力的。
So if the Lord will to have an arm, then it will be a very powerful one.
可以伸很长的，可以伸长到任何一个角落帮助我们。
He can stretch that arm to any corner of the world.
但是为什么拿不到帮助？
But then why does this person cannot be helped?
以色列百姓不是没有祷告。
So then the Israelites pray.
他常常祷告。
Of course they prayed.
但是呢，就是感觉不到神的膀臂。
But it's just that they cannot feel the arms of the Lord.
有时候，如果我们有神的同在的话，真的好像一只膀臂啊，帮助我们呢。
There are times when we feel the presence of God. It's just likened to having the arms of the Lord.
做什么事情有神同工的话，哎，真的好像有只手啊在推你。
Anything that you do, you could feel that the arms of the Lord is pushing you.
你出一点点力而已，但是就事情就做完了。
You only need to put out a little effort, then something will exert you from behind.
你靠自己的膀臂呢，有时候用了很多力都做不完。
So even if you use your own power of your arm, you might be wasting your effort.
但是为什么感觉不到神的膀臂？
But why can we not feel the arm of the Lord?
这里圣经说，不是神的膀臂缩回去了，或是变短了。
So it says here, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save.
也不是他老了，耳朵发沉了。
Nor his ear too dull to hear.
神你早就知道。
The Lord God long knows.
但是在百姓跟神当中呢，有一道墙把他们隔开了。
Because between God and also the people, that was a wall. There were a wall that's been separated.
这个就是祷告的阻挡，就是罪了。
And that is so-called the iniquities or sin.
这第二节讲得很清楚，说你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝。
So it says here in verse 2 that but your iniquities have separated you from your God.
你们的罪恶使他掩面不听。
Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear.
所以以色列百姓常常祷告。
So Israelites always prayed.
但是祷告都落空了。
But then their prayer always in vain.
因为没有处理自己的罪。
Because they never dealt with their own sins.
我们看诗篇66篇第18节。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 66.
诗篇66篇第18节。
Psalm chapter 66 verse 18. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
就是说我心里注重罪孽啊。Cherish 英文讲到 cherish 就是把它看得很宝贵。
In English, when it says cherish, means that you really treasure it.
我们每一个人呢，一生当中都有机会犯罪。
There is always opportunity for us to sin in one's lifetime.
每天都会犯小罪。
Every day, there are minor sins that we commit.
但是问题是，犯了罪之后的态度是怎么样的？
But then after committing all this small sin, what kind of attitude that we deal with it?
按照圣经的鼓励我们。
And according to the scripture that is encouraging us,
我们应该悔改认罪。
We must repent and recognize our iniquity.
不小心犯了。
If we just happen to commit it accidentally,
错了就错了。
It's wrong, it's wrong.
怎么办？
What should we do?
第一，承认它。
First of all, we should recognize it.
不要逃避它。
You shouldn't shun away from it.
不要把它当成没有发生的。
You shouldn't regard it as something that has not happened.
因为神看得很清楚。
Because the Lord God has witnessed it.
这个是有发生的。
Because the Lord God knows that it happened.
就是你一个意念，你还没有讲出来，你又想到了，神都知道。
There's one thought of you that has never come out that the Lord knows.
要承认他。
You must recognize that.
想了一个不好的思想，主啊，赦免我，我不应该这样
想。If we have some sinful thoughts, we must recognize to the Lord.
看到不应该看的，主啊，赦免我，我错了。
If we've seen something that we shouldn't be seeing, we must acknowledge it to the Lord.
讲了不应该讲的，主啊，我错了，不应该。
If we say something wrongful, we should admit it to God.
发了不该发的脾气，主啊，我错了。
And we have made angers, we have to admit to God.
这个是第一步，要承认它。
First of all, we have to admit that.
你要承认它，才有办法对付它。
By admitting it, then we can confront it.
第二呢，就是把它丢掉。
And the second part of it, we have to discard it.
到底这个罪怎么为什么放在那边呢？
So why is this sin placed there?
是不是我留了地步给魔鬼？
Did I leave a foothold to the devil?
就是不好的朋友影响我。
Or maybe wrong company, companions that are affecting us.
如果是不好朋友影响我犯罪的，绝交，不跟他交往。
So if I have this bad companions, they are influencing me, you should cut your ties off with them.
如果是电视 让我们犯罪了，不看电视。
Or the television, cut off the television.
如果是上网，让我们犯罪了，不上网。
Or the website or the internet, just cut it off.
丢掉。
Discard it.
但是这里说，有一些人呢，心里注重罪业，就是把它看得很宝贵啊，还不舍得丢啊。
And it says here there are people who just cherish the sin in their heart.
不舍得改变。
They didn't want to change.
所以这样祷告是没有用的。
So this kind of prayer will be helpless.
祷告浪费时间。
You're wasting your time.
不是祷告越久越好。
It's not that you, the longer your prayer, the better.
如果不处理自己的罪的话。
If you don't deal with it.
不对付自己的软弱的话。
If you don't confront it.
祷告是浪费的时间。
You're wasting your time.
祷告比看电视还更浪费时间。
It is worse than watching the television.
因为没有对付这个问题。
Because you have not dealt with the problem.
我们刚刚进来。
And when we first step in here.
哇，为什么会堂那么臭啊？
Why did this chapel smell so bad?
如果你进到楼下的话，哎呀，为什么我来教会那么多次，从来没有闻到会堂那么臭
？And if you have come to a chapel so many times, you have never smelled such a very offensive smell.
有人说是不是厕所塞掉了
？Some people say that perhaps the bathroom maybe some problem there.
是不是大便的味道
？Or maybe the smell of feces.
哎呀，到处在找啊。
Oh, there are people looking for the smell.
哎，找到有一包不知道什么东西的东西。
So then they found this one bag of something.
食物啊。
It was a bag of food.
腐烂啊。
It's already decayed.
天气热，一整个礼拜在这边。
It was hot. The food has been in the chapel for an entire week.
一直都这样。
So everybody kept their nose shut.
哇，我看到我们的这个特工啊。
So you could see that their brothers and sisters, special force.
把它绑起来，赶快丢外面。
So they quickly took that bag of food and just discarded it.
然后喷了。到处喷那个香
精。So they spray that fragrances around.
现在好一点了。
So now it's better, a lot better.
窗户打开了。
So then the window was open.
没有味道了。
So the smell has gone.
有时候我们的心呢，没有垃圾。
Sometimes we should ask if there is trash in our hearts.
有没有不好的意念
？Do we have that kind of evil thought?
嫉妒、邪恶、苦毒。
Jealousy, evil, or even poison.
Bitterness.
Bitterness.
这种东西要把它拿走。
So you have to take away all that.
像我们过去两个礼拜的神训班。
In the past 2 weeks, we have the theological seminar.
年轻人在这边两个礼拜。
So those youth who have been here for 2 weeks.
头几天都在悔改认罪。
The first few days, they repent.
大家一开始头几天觉得说祷告真的很辛苦，有人说哇，知道早知道祷告那么久，我不来了。
So first a few days, they found that the prayer was rather long. They regret that they have joined this seminar.
有个弟兄啊，他来第一天，我问他说怎么样。
So the first day, I asked this one brother, how do you feel?
没有下次了。
There's not going to be the next time.
哇，第一天来就问没有下次了。
So the first day, I asked him, he already commented he will not come the next time.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为大家刚来的时候啊，心里面还有很多杂念，很多罪恶。
Because when they first came, there are a lot of evilness in their heart.
现在的年轻人呢，这个试探引诱太大。
So as a youth in this time of era, there's a lot of temptation.
带着那么多东西来啊，跪在神的面前，当然是祷告根本祷告不上去。
It is quite natural if you have brought so much things with you here, then you will not be able to pray.
心不清啊，祷告不下去。
Your heart is not clear.
但是呢。经过好几天的悔改认罪。
So after a few days of repenting,
大家想想，对，我在生活当中有什么得罪神的事情
？So then they thought about, is there anything that I've offended God in my everyday life?
过了一两个礼拜，大家的心呢真的是清洁了。
So after 1 or 2 weeks, they find their hearts have been cleansed.
很喜欢祷告。
They love to pray.
对，祷告时间很长。
So even though the prayer were long,
他们很 enjoy， 觉得说是一种乐趣，是一种很享受的东西。
They enjoy prayers.
所以就是。祷告的障碍已经拿走了。
So you can see the hindrances of prayer has been removed.
以赛亚书59章。
So please turn to Isaiah chapter 59.
20节。
Verse 20.
59章20节。
Chapter 59, verse 20. Book of Isaiah. The Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins. Declares the Lord.
有一位救赎主啊。
So it says here there is a redeemer.
这位救赎主人就是主耶稣了，他要来帮助我们。
Redeemer is in reference to Jesus.
来到锡安雅各族中转离过犯的人那里。
That he will come to Zion to those in Jacob who repent of their sins.
我们转回了, 神就转回来了。
So when we turn back, the Lord will return.
神等我们转回来。
The Lord God is waiting for us to turn around.
你一转, 神马上转。
If you turn around, the Lord will return.
所以从罪恶, 从过犯当中转回来的人。
So you must turn away from sin.
第三个, 祷告的阻碍。
And the third hindrance of prayer.
这是我们的人际关系很不好。
It's our interpersonal relationship is very bad.
有时候我们会觉得啊, 祷告信仰是我跟神之间的事。
Sometimes we regard our faith as something between God and us.
我可以不理别人。
I don't need to care about anybody.
我跟神之间关系好就好。
As long as I have good relationship with God and myself,
就算别人,
it's good enough.
就算我跟别人处得很不好是没有关系的。
Doesn't matter how bad my relationship with other people.
啊, 神是看我的内心的。
The Lord God is looking at my heart.
但是是不是这样呢?
Is it really true that?
我们看先知怎么说以色列百姓啊。
So let's see how prophets have said about the Israelites.
以色列百姓啊, 他们常常禁食祷告。
Israelites, they have fasted prayer quite often.
但是他们一边祷告了, 一边在跟人家的关系很不好。
But then as they pray, they still have very bad relationship with others.
以赛亚书58章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Verse 7, is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood.
这里告诉我们以色列百姓在禁食祷告的时候还在欺负别人。
So when Israelites were fasting and praying, they are still taking advantage of others.
我们看第三节,
let's read verse 8.
所以说他们说我们禁食为何不看见呢？我们刻骨己心，你为何不理会呢？看啊，你们禁食的日子，人仇敌，乐必然为你们做苦工。第四节。And verse 4。你们禁食，却互相争竞，以凶恶的拳头打人。你们今日禁食，不得使你们的声音听闻欲上。圣经给我们答案了。So
the answer was right here.
禁食祷告是很有用的。Fasting
is very powerful.
禁食祷告就是说你为了某一件事情祷告，你可以不吃饭。So
fasting means that you could go without food when you pray.
圣经说了，禁食祷告是特别有功效。So
when you fast and pray, it carries power.
但是如果一个人在禁食祷告的时候，他跟人的关系还是很不好。But
then if a person who fasts and pray and still have very bad relationship with others,
像以色列百姓打人啊，欺负人啊。
And just like the Israelites, they quarrel, they strife, they strike others.
虐待那些劳工,
and they also torture those workers.
不给人家工钱呢?
They didn't want to pay them.
祷告也是没有用的。
So it doesn't matter how much you pray, it's useless.
神不会听的。
The Lord God will not listen to it.
因为你跟别人的关系很不好。
Because your relationship with others is not good.
所以我们思考一个问题。
So think about this one problem.
今天我们在祷告之前, 还有祷告之后跟我们身边的人的关系是怎么样呢?
So today, before our prayer and after our prayer, how is our relationship with others?
如果我们每天回去祷告两个小时,
if we always go home and pray 2 hours,
常常跟先生吵架, 常常跟太太吵架,
and if you always engage in quarrel with your husband and wife,
这样祷告都大打折扣了。
Then I will say that your prayer will be discounted.
祷告起来就是在念人家或者是讲别人的坏话。
Because right when you get up from your prayer, you start complaining about others.
祷告起来就是做一些不是很合法的事情，不是很荣耀神的事。
So when you get up from your prayer, you did a lot of things that disgraced the name of God.
或是我们的老板讨厌我们，我们的员工很讨厌我们。
Or even our employer, our colleagues, they hated us.
我们常常祷告。
Then we always pray.
但是人家很不喜欢你。
But even if you pray, people still don't like you.
一点不觉得我们像一个基督徒。
They have no way of sensing us as a Christian.
这样的祷告啊, 也是不会达到神的面前啊。
And that kind of prayer will never reach God.
所以我们祷告前和祷告后, 回想一下, 我们跟身边的人的关系到底是怎么样。
So prior to our prayer and after our prayer, we should think about How's our relationship with other people?
所以这里说要怎么做呢?
So how did it instruct us here to do?
这里说第一啊，第六节，这里说要
松
开绳索，绳索。
So it says here to loose the chains of injustice.
啊，绳呢？有时候我们会给人家一条绳。
So sometimes we'll give others a chain.
啊，把人家绑住啊。
And to chain the person up.
有没有把人家绑住呢？
Did you chain someone up?
有没有用不公义的事情把别人绑住了？
Or did you chain someone up with injustice?
有些时候呢，我们会成为别人的重轭。
And sometimes you become the cords of the yoke of others.
有没有给父母重轭？
Did you give a yoke to your parent?
有一些儿女啊，会给父母很多重轭。
There are children who give a lot of yoke to their parents.
如果父母很担心我们呢？
If parents, they have great worries for us.
我们就是给父母重轭。
Then we are already given them the yoke.
所以如果我们给别人重轭的话，我们要把它收回来，不要让别人因为我们觉得压力很大。
So if we have given others the yoke, we must take it back so that it will lighten the burden of others.
如果人家一看到你，哇，心里就沉下去了，就是我们就给人重轭了。
So if someone who feel that they are so pressured when they see you, then you have already given such a person the yoke.
思考一下有没有给人家重轭。
Think about if you have given this person the yoke.
有的话，赶快收回去，赶快和好，对不起了。
If there is in reality, you must quickly keep those.
再来，这里说收回那根指责人的指头。
Then, you must.
好，第九节。
At verse 9, then you must withdraw your pointing fingers.
好，这句话讲得很好，指责人的指头。
It's very well said that it is the pointing finger.
人际的关系不好，都是很多的原因，都是因为指责人的舌头，舌头啊，这个指头。
So if you have a very bad relationship with people, that means you have a pointing finger.
啊，互相指责，到最后都是大家都闹得很不好。
So if you're pointing at each other, you will never have good consequence.
不要讲别人了。
So you shouldn't say about anyone else.
自己不好。
So talk about yourself.
是我不好。
It is my own fault.
是我的问题。
It is my problem.
想想自己。
Think about yourself.
然后呢？那怎么做呢？
So what should you do?
第七节，把饼分给穷饥饿的人。
So in verse 7, it says that to share your food with the hungry.
把食物啊，这实际的帮助。
So the food meaning that actual help.
好，我们祷告很久，但是看到别人缺乏了，我们没有这个爱心去帮人。
So if we pray for a long time, but you see someone who is actually in need and you don't want to help,
这个也会对我们的祷告打很大的折扣。
Then it will discount greatly of your prayer.
这里说还有把那些穷人呢接到家里吃饭呢。
So it says here to provide the poor wanderers with shelter.
尤其是弟兄姐妹当中有缺乏的，哎，请他来家里。
And there are brothers and sisters who are very, very short of. Materially, we should invite them to our homes.
你看到他没有衣服，你给他衣服穿。
If you see the person naked, you should clothe him.
啊，好像怜悯了自己的骨肉，好像看到自己的孩子没有饭吃，没有衣服穿，你帮他这样子。
Just like showing mercy on the person, your siblings or your brothers or your relatives.
这样的祷告就有用了。
So this kind of prayer will carry power.
因为神看到我们就有改变。
Because the Lord God sees a change in us.
所以我们今天思考说这个祷告的障碍啊。
So today we think about the hindrances of our prayer.
我们祷告当中有没有障碍呢？
In our prayer, is there any hindrance at all?
祷告很久是不是都没有感受啊？
Didn't you feel nothing after a long prayer?
是不是有骄傲的阻碍啊？
Is there some kind of pride that is getting in the way?
是不是有罪的阻碍啊？
Is there some kind of sin or iniquity getting in the way?
是不是有这个人缘关系不好的一个阻碍。
Is there any bad relationship between people and yourself in a way?
那看彼得前书第三章。
So let's take a look at Third Peter.
First Peter.
First Peter chapter 3.
第三章第七节。
First Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives, and treat them with respect as the weaker partner. And as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
这是彼得长老勉励弟兄们的讲话。
Elder Peter gave this encouragement to the brothers and sisters.
最后一句啊，这里说要叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
The last phrase here, so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
男人祷告有一个很大的阻碍。
There is always this great hindrance in man's prayer.
就是太太跟你的关系。
which is the relationship between your wife and yourself.
如果我们对我们太太不好，
if we mistreat our wife,
或者是我们的太太对我们有不满，
or maybe our wife have some disgruntled about us,
那我们的祷告的是有阻碍的。
Then our prayer will be hindered.
当然是圣经是没有说姐妹方面，但应该反过来也是对的。
Of course, the Bible didn't mention about sisters, but I think that this applies vice versa.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
如果夫妻都不和。
Because if husband and wife they don't get along with each other.
比如说这个丈夫对太太很不好。
Say for instance, the husband is mistreating the wife.
他祷告神怎么会垂听呢？
So how can the Lord listen to his prayer at all?
同样的，如果太太对丈夫也不好。
In the same token, if the wife were to mistreat her husband,
祷告很久。
Doesn't matter how long you pray.
神从上面看下来。
And the Lord look at you from high.
神怎么会垂听呢？
How the Lord will listen to that kind of prayer?
这个祷告的阻碍。
So this hindrance of prayer,
我觉得是最厉害的。
I think is the most severe.
我们常常忘记的，只是想说啊，我跟神的关系怎么亲密，怎么亲近，但是我们跟旁边的人的关系，我们忘记了。
We are always very forgetful to think that how we only stress about how close we are between God and us.
有时候跟人的关系不好，我们只是会忍受说，哎呀，我要忍了，我要忍了。
But sometimes we find that we have bad relationship with others, we can only tolerate.
但是我们没有想到底神为什么要我们受这个苦。
But then we never think about why did God want us to go through this kind of pain.
难道神只训练你要忍受而已吗？
Did God only teach you how to tolerate?
是不是神也要教导我们要改变自己某一个部分啊？
God has also taught you how to
改变自己的某一个
部分啊。How to change yourself instead of tolerating.
某一个软弱啊。
And also to change your weakness.
但我们自己改了。
And when you change yourself,
对方也开始改了。
And maybe, perhaps, the other party will change as well.
自己不肯改。
And if you didn't want to change yourself,
对方更不可能改。
And just the opposite, your partner will never change.
所以呢，我们要想想看有没有祷告的阻碍。
And we must think about the kind of hindrance that we might have in our prayers.
有的，赶快把它拿走。
If you have one, take it away.
不然呢，祷告是最浪费时间的事情。
Otherwise, it will be the most wasting of time by praying.
如果拿走了。
If you take it away,
祷告是直达天庭。
This prayer will reach the heaven.
祷告是最甜美的事情。
And this prayer will be a sweet one.
最有效的一个事情。
This prayer will be the most, carries the most power.
唱诗408首。
Let's sing hymn number 408.